So let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Howard Noel Jr. and Cajun Boogie.
Yeah, that thing's hot. If that don't get your foot stomping and your blood boiling a little bit, you need to have someone next to you check your pulse. Howard Noel and Cajun Boogie. And with some fine musicians I see on the bandstand tonight. All the way to my left on bass, Mr. Kevin Stelly, playing bass right there. And, of course, on steel guitar back there, Mr. John Lee Gary on steel guitar. Also an excellent vocalist and accordion player in his own right. And then right on the side of him, Mr. Jason Bergeron on fiddle. Mr. Bradley Venable on accordion. And, of course, the man himself on vocals and drums, Mr. Howard Noel Jr. back there.
Comment ça va?
We're going to do a song called... Le paradis des musiciens, the musician's paradise. That's the one, that's not the right one?
It says the Orneville Wall is the first one.
Oh, you mean that's the one on the top of that one? Oh, okay. We're going to do the Orneville Waltz. And then right after that, we're going to go to the musician. Well, actually, Orneville could be the musician's paradise, right? That's right, huh? I'm sorry. The Orneville Waltz, you're right, bud. Let's go. Thank you.
For a day I know him. When I'm on take a song, give on day you the mouth. I need day I go. He did I love on ya. And all my need of his year. But I leave it. I did day back and all down.
Man, I'm sure glad Bradley told me that I was on the wrong song. I like that song. Me, I like that me. That your tour group right there, who is your, where is your tour director? Is she or he still in the building with you? Yes? Okay, listen. When the next song starts over, could you come talk to me right there if you don't mind? You're not going to be ashamed to talk to me, huh? Okay, great. We're going to do one now. La Parade des Musiciens, Musician's Paradise. It's right here at the Liberty Theater, actually. Musician's Paradise. That's right, huh, Jason? Jason said he refuses to talk on the microphone tonight. Refuses. If you don't know, Jason Bergeron, one of the members of High Performance, walked away with 7 of the honors at the Le Cajun last week. Yes. Wow. I remember seeing him. This ain't no lie now. From the looks of him, you never thought that he was this tall. I think he had back in the day, he had an accordion with him because if there's any instrument that he can play better than the fiddle, it's an accordion. Trust me, when you listen to the band High Performance, he's playing, I don't know how many cuts, but it's kind of hard to tell because he's so good. But yeah, they ran away with all the awards. Okay, enough talking. That's right. La Paradis des Musiciens. Thank you.
Are you too bold to be the sun? Did I shoot never jumped on? When you bell bells, the teach for though, and you know me by love.
Guys are working hard. I love the tempo of that song. Don't you? The dancers I'm talking about. It's an excellent dance song to dance to. This is what Cajun life is all about. Dad on the bandstand, wife on the front row, and all three of his beautiful daughters dancing to their dad's music. John Gary's wife and the three little girls right there. It's what it's all about. That's what Cajun life is. C'est la vie de Cajun, ça. C'est la vie de musicien aussi. That's right. That's right. Howard, on that one, you talking a while?
No, go ahead.
Howard Noel Jr., let me tell you something about this guy. Howard, in the past, has, he works for Vermilionville, actually. He's sound tech at Vermilionville for a couple of years now, right?
Yes, sir.
Howard. And Back in the day, some years ago, in fact, he might even still do that. Howard was the guy that would have jam sessions everywhere. And I tell you why he's such an excellent jam host is that he knows, you can see, there's probably 30 songs here. He's going to sing them all. And he knows the words to all the songs. So an ideal person that you would want to have for a jam host would be someone like Howard. But his story goes a little further than that. You know, he's a junior, so there had to be a Howard Noel senior.
That's right.
And his dad was a musician as well, played for years. I can't remember all the bands, Howard, that your dad played with.
Well, he played with a lot of them, but his band name was the Cajun Ramblers.
That's right.
He was the original Cajun Ramblers.
Wow. Il vit toujours.
Oui.
Living in...
Arnaville.
That's why he had Arnaville Waltz a while ago. His dad lives in Arnaville. Actually, you living in Sunset?
No,
or
I live in Arnaville, too.
You did live, okay. Live in Arnaville, too. Beautiful town. Mia's, my daughter's from Arnaville. She loves it over there. And so you've been playing. So how did you start? I mean, following your dad around, obviously, started. Did your dad sing as well?
Well, yeah, he did. And also, my mom's
uncle.
My mama's family was the Walkers.
Oh, wow.
Lawrence Walker is my great uncle.
Wow. That explains a lot.
And then the whole family, all the Walkers and my mom's on my mom's side, they all played music, all different instruments, and they all played.
So, d'après moi, il y a eu un tas de balles à ta maison. Oui. They had a lot of house dances in the Noel family, so that's why he knows all the songs. and his dad was a musician, too, just like these beautiful girls here are going to turn out to be. The prettiest Cajun trio on the planet. Right, Johnny? All right, c'est tout fini. It's all over. The next song is tout fini. Qui c'est qu'a fait ça?
Tammy Doucet.
Okay, I got you now. It's all over, chef.
J'ai pas pris de coup. melody. Et bon attend la chanson qui s'appelle C'est du midi.
Une belle chanson qui était écrite par Camille Doucet. I saw him yesterday, actually. I saw him in Guidry's Produce Store up on Moore Street in Lafayette. Very fine guy, I tell you, but devoted to Cajun culture and Cajun music all of his entire life. I love that guy. I tell you, he's an excellent singer, songwriter. He's got a radio program on the AM station. I'm not allowed to say it here, but it, if you get a chance to listen to the station that I can't tell you about. C'est tout fini was the last song in Dans le Magasin, In the Barn. All you country boys, remember that, huh? In the Barn. Tu te rappelles, hein, Odell? Tu te rappelles le magasin, toi?
Bien mal pris.
Your wife's not saying too much. That's okay. I need to get out of this conversation completely. Let's listen to some music, something called In the Barn.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a wonderful song written and recorded by Johnny Saunier.
Johnny Saunier, right.
Yeah, I tell you, I always did like that song. We're going to stay in D, D accordion, that is. I connais pas, j'étais marié. She didn't know I was married. Actually, it's a Cajun musician's theme song. She didn't know I was married.
Yeah, but
talking about me.
Most of the time, he didn't tell her, though.
No. A beautiful song. She didn't know I was married. Written and recorded by the backdoor man himself, Mr. D.L. Minard, wrote that song, and excellent song. I love to sing that song as well. It's the only problem I got is that I play with the C accordion. Sometimes I feel like I'm singing on the floor. It's so low. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Bradley? Yeah. Actually, D accordion is excellent for that song there. Right key, for sure. I like to talk to my friends from Hammond, Louisiana, actually from Hammond Recreation Center. Welcome. How many are y'all on the tour? I know. How many? Like, number. I'm sorry? 50. Looks like they got more than that. And I see some of you ladies and even the men, you know, snapping your fingers. You know, it's customary here. And I don't know if the tour director told you it's customary that you need a dance before you leave. You see, it only costs you $5 to get in, but if you don't dance, it costs you $20 to leave. So if you don't want to get charged that $20, and look, all these fine gentlemen on the front row, they come here every Saturday night. They support the Liberty Theater. Just raise your hand, and one of them guys will go back there and pick you up. And that's providing, of course, that your husband is going to let him dance with you. Now, the husbands, don't ask the guys to dance in the front, please, whatever you do. We want to welcome you here, actually. And it's actually from the Hammond Recreation Center. But people from TICFA, from Hammond, is that Albany? Albany. Sorry, I'm Cajun. Just came all out of me. I'm Eaton, New Orleans, and Ponchatoula, actually. A bunch of people. Now, if your little town was left out, blame her. I'm sorry? Oh, Independent Louisiana as well. You forgot one, Usha. Listen, if you never had a chance to get with some friends of yours and do it, aren't you having a great time, though? Yes. We used to do it with the CFMA all the time, you know, charter a bus and bring some boudin, some crackling, and 42 cases of beer. But the boudin was really good. if you get an opportunity like that to especially come and try to experience your culture and your music, by all means, join the group. You're going to have a wonderful time.
The boudin gets better, too, the more beer you drink.
That's exactly right. The more beer you drink, Sha, the better that boudin gets. I can attest to that for sure. A beautiful two-step, something Johnny Papa danser, Sha. Thank you. J'en ai pas dansé. A while ago, I mentioned that Howard worked at Vermilion Viola as a sound tech. Let me announce that if you're looking for a wonderful place to go tomorrow, especially on Sunday afternoons, there's a dance at Vermilionville every Sunday afternoon starting at 1, right, Howard? 1 o'clock?
Exactly.
And we rotate. Actually, it's one Cajun band on one weekend, and then we try to get a Zydeco band on the next Sunday, starts at 1. So if you folks from Hammond are still in, you're probably going back home tonight, but it'd be an excellent place for you to visit. It only costs $5 to get in. Let me tell you, folks, $5, you get 3 hours of excellent music. You get to visit Vermilionville and see how your mama and your daddies and your nanans and your parents and your godfathers and everybody lived in the 1850s, actually. 1850 to 1890 is the time period that we celebrate at Vermilionville.
It's a beautiful place.
It is. And tomorrow, actually, it's Briggs Brown and his Cajun band
Cajuns, right.
And the Bayou Cajuns. Let me tell you, them kids, I call them kids because I think the oldest one is Megan Brown, who's might be 25 years old. They tore the house down at the Lookout Jam Festival last Saturday. They tore the house down. So if you get a chance to visit Vermilionville tomorrow, please go see Howard. He'll be behind the soundboard.
Yep.
And then we're going to go. So actually, some friends of mine that's always at the jam session at Vermilionville, and some dear friends of mine, her and I just recorded a CD about 3 years ago, something called Miracen Cajun Son Creux. My Cajun roots are deep. Miss Cheryl Cormier wrote this song, and contrary to popular belief, it's not about her husband, Russell. The song is about a guy that drinks all the time, and it's not about Russell, contrary to popular belief. But Howard does an excellent version of that song called La Bouteille de Barreau.
Thank you.
Beautiful song. Sung beautifully as well. Mr. Howard Noel Jr. on vocals and drums and Cajun Boogie. Them guys backing him up. It's not a bad group I got there, T. I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
That is a great group. You know, there's some wonderful, wonderful shows here every week at Liberty Theater. Coming up, actually, on August the 31st, they have Joe Simo and Cajun Hearts will be playing. And then the lady I mentioned just a while ago, the writer of the last song that we just played, the La Bouteille, Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds, will be here on September the 7th. After that, September the 14th, Chris Miller and Bayou Roots. September the 21st, Grand Coteau Playboys with Henry Hempel. And the second band will be August Broussard and Friends. It's a no-miss show for sure. There's a special show on September the 28th. It's a special tribute to Hank Williams Sr. He would have been 90 years old. Reserve seating only. Tickets are $13. The only way you can get a ticket is to call Eunice City Hall.
Yeah.
I don't know how many tickets are left. I know they normally sell that place out, but you talk about a great show. No joke. That's a great, great show. Got all these fine musicians, country musicians, come and sing all the Hank Williams Sr. songs. Beautiful show. October the 5th, the Verdreen Chapman Family Band, and also on the same night, Mary Jane Broussard and the Sweet Lalas will be here. October the 12th, Gainey Ostermaul with his new CD, La Forgeron. La Forgeron means the blacksmith. That's right, Forgeron, the blacksmith. Jackie Calle, Ivy Duga, and Cajun Cousins will be back here on October the 19th. And October the 26th, Ira Lejeune Tribute featuring Bubba Hebert and Keegan Navarre. I think Bubba Navarre is a great, great grandson of Ira Lejeune. So what an honor to have your great, great grandson playing all your music. So we're going to go right on Paul Daigle on the Jukebox Show.
Thank you.
Great job, yeah. Paul Daigle on the jukebox, baby. You know, a while ago I mentioned one of the fine sponsors here at the Liberty Theater is the CFMA, L'Association de la Musique Cajun. And they are wonderful sponsors of a lot of great events, not only locally, what I mean is locally in their chapter. We have actually 12 chapters all over the United States, even in Chicago. There is the charter chapter born right here in Eunice. The CFMA is all over the United States, but it was born right here in Eunice. The Hall of Fame is right here in Eunice, and we sure thankful for those guys. So if you get an opportunity to become a member of the CFMA, and you can just by enrolling and paying $20 like everyone of us, but you get this newsletter, and they support a lot of local talent and a lot of local groups to play. And one of the things that they sponsor is a jam session at Vermilionville every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. From 1 to 3, we have the most amazing traditional Cajun music in the Performance Center at Vermilionville. Of course, it's an acoustic jam session. Excuse me. And today we had, you know, Donnie Broussard and the Louisiana Stars and Stanley Benoit, two guys that devoted their entire lives to Cajun music, and they took the house down over there. We must have had, about 125, 150 maybe tourists enjoying the music. You can dance there. It's free. If you want to come and enjoy a wonderful jam session, I have friends of mine that show up every Saturday, probably about 30 or 40 of them, that as a backup band. Some of these wonderful guys been at a jam session. I know Bradley has been there. I know Jason has been there. Of course, Howard's there all the time. I got to get John Lee Gary over there playing the accordion for sure. But if you have, if you're thinking about visiting Lafayette, please make Vermilionville a stop every Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, 1, 2, 3 o'clock. Okay, Paul Daigle on the jukebox, and we're going to go all the way to the KLFY walls. La Voz de KLFY.
Baby, my son, I love you.
Monsieur Goldman est dans la place.
That's right. That's right. Give me a chance to. One of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet on the planet. I wanted to come out here and talk to me, Mr. Goldman Thibodeau.
Bien ici, Monsieur Goldman.
Bien, on va charger moi toi. C'est bon, bien merci. Mr. Goldman Thibodeau, one of the finest guys you're ever going to meet on the planet. That's what I'm talking about. Excellent zydeco musician from Opelousas, Louisiana.
Creole,
Louisiana.
That's
right. I stand corrected. He is a Creole musician, and don't think there's a difference. There is. The Creole musicians still sing the songs in French, and that's what he does. He's an excellent musician. He's one of the favorites at Vermilionville. When we hired this guy at Vermilionville, he fills the dance floor. Comment la vie, monsieur?
Beaucoup bon avec toi, Ray.
C'est bon. Ben, merci.
Non, là, on s'est pas vu. C'est bon de vous voir tous les autres. Et tous les bons joueurs de soir, ça peut enjoy la musique et avoir un bon temps.
Ça, des bons musiciens.
Oh, yeah, mais quoi tu veux, mais hey, tu peux pas demander meilleur que ça, hein?
It is a fine guy, I tell you. You got to know him personally. My friend, Mr. Goldman Thibodeau. Hopefully, we're going to have him at the Liberty Theater soon. Thank you. When I talked to him about the old life, you know, when we were much younger, and he was much younger, how hard we had to work just to bring in a quarter or make a dollar a day. Of course, a lot of you like JB, he don't remember those days like that when he worked really hard. J'aimerais te pardonner, sir. I'd like to forgive you. It's the next song.
That's right.